Hello, I'm a lay servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. In the book of Romans, the word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth, is the word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's appointed me. Preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recover sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. As the Doyle Davidson from his office in his home in Plano, Texas, on Saturday afternoon, doing this audio. Welcome. This is my second audio this afternoon, directed by the Spirit of the Living God. If you've heard the first audio, well, I didn't die. I did not die. But I lived in 1979, overcame the powers of darkness, the Baptist spirits that were after me to destroy me. Overcame all of them. And all those ministries that rose up against me lost their ministries. Thank God. Amen. In 1980, I've overcome sufficiently that God says, let's go to Plano, speak to the people of Plano, Texas. I said, and what do I say? He said, read in the book of Acts where Paul was in, went to Antioch, and you will understand. I did, and I was scared what I saw. I thought, surely you're not telling me I'm a prophet and a teacher. I could accept a teacher, but not the prophet. But guess what? I persevered, obeyed God. He held me up and bought a Church of Christ, Pittman Creek Church of Christ, building on the east side, and we reside there now. The church was established. We moved forward. We did what God wanted. Thank God. We went on radio October 81, television April 84, and in 92, let's back up. In 83, we started Word of Life Christian Training School in Plano and became a two-year school, I think, 89, somewhere in there. I continued to obey God. The pressure was great. The attacks were unreal. The unbelief around me was incredible. People didn't believe anything. They just wanted to be in church and act righteous, which they were not. Thank God. Amen. So, in 1990, God had me have 5 books edited, and I had 2 people that were with me at Water of Life edit them from my tapes, teaching tapes, put them in books, mailed them to 36 preachers in America, known, top television, radio, largest churches, and not one of them received my ministry except Jamie Buckingham did, and he died 6 months later. Not because of my ministry. He was dying with cancer when he got my books. But in 92, in January, God said, I want you to go. You can read it on my website. once you go to Joplin, Missouri, the county where you were born and raised. Television, I went February 2nd, 1992. Then Tulsa, February 16th, 1996. No, 92, pardon me. February 16th. Then spread out in April, the sea, and just went much more television, shortwave, satellite, ministry in Africa, establishing ministries in Africa, and kept going. The attack was the same. Nobody liked me. No one liked me. A man that wanted me to pastor their group in Plano in 1980, when I went there, I said, I'm not going to pastor your church. You don't have one. But I am going to come to Plano. God told me to. And you're welcome to join me. So they kept trying to trap me. After a while, he came to me one day and he said, well, frankly, none of us like you, but there isn't anybody else. Well, thank God. I thought that was great. Actually, that man's funeral will be on Monday in Plano. Thank God. It's been a great walk with Jesus. He's one that held me up. Held me up. Kept me from falling. And I give him praise and honor in the name of Jesus. It's been a great walk, and I'm not over. No. I haven't even begun. I am not going to speak anymore on this audio, but I'm going to close for now, and I'll be back later, perhaps, with another one. This is Earl Davidson of his office in Plano, Texas. God bless you. Good day.